everybody, and welcome to Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, the podcast, brought to you by the Shepherd Express. I'm your host, Matthew Filipovich. Every episode, I'm going to bring on one of the regular comedians from Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, which, in addition to being the podcast that you're listening to right now, is also a monthly live progressive political stand-up comedy show. We're going to discuss and joke about a news story, and then we'll talk a bit about comedy. Speaking of, our next live in-person show is coming up on Saturday, May the 11th. Advanced tickets are only $8. They're on sale now at laughingliberallymke.com. On that show, we'll have Dina Nina, Alicia Altstadter, Michael Kittleson, the accounts of Homeland Security. We will have a special activist interview with Teron Edwards from Fathers Making Progress. We will also have this week's comedian. I'm so excited that our guest this week is the extremely funny Aaron Morris. Aaron, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited, too. So, Aaron, on a previous episode, we've discussed the recent wave of right-wing politicians banning books across the United States, or as I like to call it, the Republican War on Books. Because, again, nothing says you're against cancel culture like banning books. So, a study was released this last month by PEN America, which is a free speech advocacy group, that found that between July and December of last year, 2023, there were 4,349 known instances of books being banned in the United States. 4,349. The previous 6 months prior to that had only 1,841 book bans. I mean, again, only. Like, what's the big deal? We only banned 1,800 books. The previous 6 months is actually higher than the prior 12 months combined. And so it's getting more and more. More and more books are being banned across the country. The books being banned tend to contain topics that might make, for the most part, insecure cis white people feel sad. Things like LGBTQ+ characters, trans characters, black or brown characters, books that deal with racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, you know, all those things that make Republicans smile at night. The state that has the most banned books was, unsurprisingly, Florida, because of course it was Florida. However, and unfortunately, coming in second place was none other than Wisconsin. I, you know, as bad as things get in the state politically, I always take some solace in knowing, hey, at least we're not Florida. But we're now second to Florida. Come on, Wisconsin. So Florida banned 3,135 books. Wisconsin only banned 481. And there I go again. Only 481. That's still a lot of books. Coming in third was Iowa with 142. So take that, Iowa. Coming in fourth was actually Texas with 141. We banned more books than Texas. Texas, they have so many people there. To be fair, of our 481 banned books, 444 of them were the result of actually just one person in a school district in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. So I guess the takeaway is never, ever let anyone tell you that one person can't make a difference. A horrible, horrible difference. Aaron, what is your take on all this?
I mean, it's just like pretty wild to me because I'm like, it's just people being like, yeah, you know what? I think our kids should read less. And I mean, like, I'm looking at some of the books that they are. Like, I feel like what happened in Elkhorn was just this is just one parent who they just want to shut up. And they're kind of just like, okay, fine. I don't know which books are those books from the Elkhorn district, but I did take some screenshots of the Journal Sentinel article of the books that were banned.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I would go through some of them because some of them I do agree with, surprisingly. A lot of them are like fantasy books. So I don't know if it's like, I remember being in school and there were some kids who like weren't allowed to watch Harry Potter because there were demon names in it or things like that. I was raised Catholic, so that's not like so crazy. But like some of the ones that were banned, like Life of Pi, which is are we anti-tiger? I don't understand that. A lot like Toni Morrison, which was pretty surprising to me. A lot of Toni Morrison was banned. Pretty Little Liars, but I mean, iconic show.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know that we should encourage the behavior. Grapes of Wrath, I don't want to read that either. I actually don't know what that's about, so maybe I shouldn't say that on a podcast. There was Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, which is about 9/11.
Yeah.
Which I was very surprised by, because it feels like all they want to talk about is 9/11.
Exactly. What about the whole never forget? If they can't read about it, how are you going to forget?
No. You know, you can't forget what you don't know. Oh, I guess that's what we want. A lot of it was LGBT. It was like trans books, which didn't surprise me, but was obviously really disappointing. But like, so let's see. Yeah. So there's one author that it was just like a lot. It was Sarah J. Maas, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Which was on a lot of them. Lolita, yeah, I'm actually okay with that. That I'm fine with. Like Slaughterhouse-Five. Isn't that one about book burning? Oh, no, that's Fahrenheit 451.
Yeah. Now, the wild thing is just like, again, the people think that they can control books and like try to stop knowledge. And again, these are the people who like just like, oh, the liberals are canceling me and all this stuff. And they are literally the one who are banning books. They're the ones talking about parental rights, which is like, I want the parental right for my kid to be a dumbass who doesn't read books. The whole thing is just wild.
Well, my other thing is like homeschooling is not it's not that uncommon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you want to have specific rights as a parent, and you want to shield your kids from this kind of education, then that's something that you should do.
Sure. But then stopping other people from reading, though, like, you know, stopping other people who have access to the thing. That's really the thing.
You can also, you know, you can sign releases. Like, I just don't understand why you have to ban the book. Students are going to learn about these issues because they're growing up in an age of technology. And so they see it on their phones. I mean, I really don't think that this is an effective way. It really seems largely symbolic, and symbolic in a way that's very harmful to students who identify with some of the, you know, topics that are in the books, which is, you know, disappointing. And it seems to be in a lot of, you know, you're seeing a lot of like the, cause it went through by school district, which books were banned, and it's in counties that don't have that many people of color, maybe don't have that many, trans students. So
that are out students. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And those students are already feeling like, you know, I don't have much representation anyway. So to take that away, it seems like a symbolic way of saying, I don't agree with these social issues, so I want to see action as a parent, but what you're doing isn't really protecting your kid because they're going to see this stuff anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, again, it's just like what you're trying to do really isn't like whether or not what you're trying to do is, you know, squash out trans people from existence, which
a lot of them are. You know, that's,
yeah, a lot of them are. But like, if you're gonna use the defense of, oh, it's for my kids as a parent, I think that's really dumb. Because they're gonna I work with kids. They all have social media,
and also. The funny thing is like if you really want your kids to avoid something and to not have it, the first thing to draw them to it is to tell them they can't do it, and that's is banning it. It draws them right to it. So Aaron, another aspect of the podcast is actually a discussion of the art of comedy. What have you been asking comedians lately? How has comedy been treating you? I know you're gigging quite a lot. What's going on with you comedic wise?
Everything's going really great lately. I'm a comic that really enjoys their day job, mm-hmm. which seems to be pretty unique to me. That's rude. I shouldn't say that, but I really enjoy what I do during the day. I do really try to keep that separate from comedy, because I do work with kids, and that's definitely, you know, I would say that's been sort of an interesting balance for me.
What do you do for your day job? Just so people know, like what?
I do outreach for a college. Mm-hmm. So I don't want, you know, I really don't want that to kind of mix because, when you work, I love Milwaukee and it's a small community. It really is a small town. So I try to keep that, separate, but I've been doing really great with comedy lately. This is, coming out on Wednesday. I have a show tonight at Cactus Club. It's called Cowboy Killers. It's a great show. Highly recommend it. Ran by Reagan Nimala, who's a killer in the scene. I would say one thing that I want to highlight on this podcast is the women in the scene right now. We have such a strong, you know, community within the scene as a whole, but also amongst the women. I'm just seeing all of my, you know, peers, you know, out there really killing it. And we hold community really close. We meet every month outside of comedy for brunch. We hang out outside of, you know, we really uplift and support each other. And it makes, you know, I feel like we've become a very welcoming scene. We've always been, but it just feels even more so now. And yeah, I'm loving it a lot. I've made some really incredible friendships and met some really cool people through it. But yeah, so for now, also we have a Badgerland Comedy Festival coming up. I'm on that. That's up in Stevens Point where I'm on it, but it's all over the state. So if you check them out on Instagram, they've got shows in Milwaukee area. They've got them in Janesville, Stevens Point.
You're also forgetting a very, very important show on May 11th. You're at Laughing Liberty, Milwaukee.
I am. I'm so sorry.
No worries. That's my job. It's the show I produce. I got to tell it. But so you got Cactus Club coming up Wednesday, Laughing Liberty, May the 11th. People are looking for you on social media. Where can they find out where you're doing comedy? Where can they follow you on the interwebs?
That is _AaronMorris. Please come find me. I will say Instagram is a tool for comedians. It's, you know, follows, having followers is somewhat of a currency. It means a lot when people follow. So if you're feeling generous, drop a follow to myself, other female comics, also any comic really, but, you know, we've got some really cool people in the scene and, check us out. We've got a Facebook page to Milwaukee Comedy Scene. And if people join that, people promote their shows in there. You can learn, if you're interested in doing comedy, you can learn about our mics. And that's all in there. So we, you know, I think one thing I love about our scene is that even we're a small city, but we have got, I mean, we've got 40, 45 people signing up for mics every week.
Yeah.
There's a lot of us for the size that we are. And, you know, we have a strong community and I feel like our size really helps us to be stronger, because you know you're writing your jokes for in front of other comedians who understand joke structure and the feedback you get. You know, we all stay in the room for the mics. It's yeah, I know. I'm going on about how much I really love comedy, but that's truly what I love to talk about.
Absolutely. Well, I love talking about it too. We also love seeing you coming up Saturday, May 11th, Laughing Liberty. Aaron Morris, thanks for what you're doing and thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, everybody. I want to thank you so much for listening to episode 94 of Laughing Liberally Milwaukee. We have new episodes with a new comedian on the first and third Wednesday of every month. Please subscribe if you ever listen to your podcast. You can find out more at laughingliberallymke.com. Until next time, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll see you at the next Laughing Liberally Milwaukee.